This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we're bringing you a brand new company and a brand new guest. And, you know, you could say they came on my radar about 2 or 3 months ago. In 2017, they did $1.3 million in revenue. It's a real company with real revenues. But today, we're going to talk about them moving into a different direction that's really going to fortify their company and their revenues. And here to talk about it is Ricky Bernard. They trade on the OTC markets. We're talking about Quantum Medical Transport, Inc. Their ticker symbol is DRWN. Ricky, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Eric.
You know, give my listeners who's never heard of your company, give them a little bit of about statement of how you guys make your money and what you guys do out there in Texas.
Sure, absolutely. Well, Quantum Medical Transportation, Inc. is a medical company where we provide transportation service for elderly patients, primarily servicing nursing home facilities. So we provide non-emergency and emergency medical transportation.
You know, you guys have been putting out a lot of press releases. You've been talking about it for months now, about your $50 million ICO offering. Tell us about your $50 million blockchain technology project, because I'm really interested how that's going to, you know, intercede with your transportation company.
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, we certainly see this as an exciting period of time for us entering into the data management side of the medical services. We currently are a medical services provider, and we use the EHR, EMR systems, working with the facilities that we currently service. And we saw a significant opportunity in the data management services market with respect to blockchain technology, because we've seen a lot of hospitals and different facilities come in with data breaches to their servers. And the market is ripe for a new technology that can provide a solution that integrates well with the EHR, EMR systems. And we are looking to, you know, utilize this $50 million capital raise to develop out and launch our technology this year. In addition to that, we see, you know, an opportunity, a really growing opportunity to acquire some EHR, EMR companies. And we're looking at some specific targets that will enable us to grow quite rapidly in our revenue and utilizing it as customer acquisition strategy for our new medical blockchain technology, Quant-H.
You know, I saw that the minimum investment, and correct me if I'm wrong, is $25,000. You're selling each Bitcoin for a dollar. My question to you is, how long do you think it's going to take you to raise the $50
million? Well, I think, quite frankly, we can raise the capital probably during this 30-day pre-ICO period.
Wow.
We've just now entered into on today. So, you know, our service provider that we're working with believes that the bulk of the raise will occur during the pre-ICO. Come ICO time, we may have, you know, $5 million left to raise.
Right.
So our objective would be to, you know, raise about $45 million during the pre-ICO, where you have the significant discounts and bonuses that will enable those investors to capitalize on the upside.
My guest today is Quantum Medical Transport. You know, they're trading at 001, very undervalued in my book, a market cap a little bit under $8 million. Their ticker symbol is DRWN. They trade on the OTC markets, and you've been listening to Ricky Bernard. Ricky, let me ask you this. Today, you put out a press release launching off your pre-ICO capital raise via SAF private placement. What do you hope that this is going to accomplish and the raise being successful and everything?
Well, you know, my objective and what I hope in terms of the level of success that, you know, we've had a lot of investors reaching out to us, expressing interest, expressing their desire to make commitments to the technology. They seem to be very excited. The investor community has sent us numerous emails and phone calls. So gauging that, you know, we have a high level of confidence that the capital raise will be successful and enable us to grow the company rapidly through, you know, the acquisitions as described, the EHR, EMR, data management companies, and integrating that with our blockchain technology and launching that, you know, in the last quarter of this year. We reach our targets. I think it's going to be a very exciting ride for our shareholders. More importantly, we've got a share buyback program where we're looking to acquire up to 20% of the stock that is currently in our float. So we want to do a little bit of share restructuring to make the company's share price much more attractive. So I think it's going to be really exciting.
What are your future growth plans for the company when you receive this money? I know you mentioned a little bit of some M&A activity, but maybe adding more ambulance, maybe going after more contracts. Maybe you can give us a little bit of a feedback on that.
Absolutely. We certainly, you know, can utilize the working capital and plan to utilize that as a growth factor, because many of the nursing facilities that we currently service, they're fairly large owned companies. They're owned by some of the industry leaders. And, you know, adding additional ambulances, adding additional staff will allow us to grab more market share, reach out to those companies that we currently service their facilities and grab more facilities. So we've got an impeccable reputation in the industry, and we look to grow upon that. And I think that this capital will certainly get us to where we want to be.
Quantum Medical Transport, Inc. out of Sugar Land, Texas. You want to take a look at this company because I think they're going to about to turn the corner here in the next 30 to 90 days. They're trading at 001. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol DRWN. Ricky, in closing here, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
I would encourage you, if you are interested in following the company, follow us on Twitter. Take a look at our ICO website, which is www.quanth.io, so that you'll have a glance at our white paper. Take a look at our prospectus and see if it has some interest for you.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. Here you go, listeners, a real company out there in Sugarland. 2017, they did $1.3 million. I'm sure they're going to blow that away. And 2018, that's my personal opinion. Ricky, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in about 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Absolutely, Everett. My pleasure. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.